Hello, my name is Christy. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911 or call in to find a testing site near you.
No, I have a question, though.
Okay, sure.
My husband is an engineer, and he owns a business, and he has to go into school to do troubleshooting, and he also, he designs HVAC air handling units and stuff, systems for schools. And he's 64. I did not know. It seems like some of our friends are getting vaccines, but I just don't know how they're getting it. But is there any way he can get a vaccine? Someone said that they just lowered the age to 60.
No, not yet. Not as far as on the approved list, not yet. You can get him pre-registered. And I think a lot of people are probably lying about their age. And then a lot of places you actually go to get your vaccination, I think there's a lot of places that don't even check your age. They just, if you got an appointment, they just give you your vaccine and send you on your way. I don't know that for sure, but.
So it's the age mainly.
The way we pre-qualify, or not pre-qualify, the way we get you pre-registered is strictly we put your name in, the county that you want to get pre-registered with, and your age.
Oh, I see. Okay. I did not know that.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you know, plus he's got a 92-year-old mother that he takes to medical appointments and everything. And I've already started my vaccine because I'm older than him. But, okay. Well, I'll do that then. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. You are certainly welcome. I hope I was able to help. If you need any more information, you can also reach out to the adph.org or the cdc.gov.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.